Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the length of the garments of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today's hadith an Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal al-isbalu fil izari wal qamisi wal imamati man jarra shay'an khuyala'a lam yanzurillahu ilayhi yawm al-qiyamah. Rawahu Abu Dawud wa Nasa'i bi isnadin sahihin. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, allowing a garment to hang below the ankles applies to the pants, the loincloth, the bottom piece. It applies to the qamis. We explain what the qamis is, from the shoulder hanging till above the ankles, the turban that a person wears. So all these things that are flowing from the top, this hanging, until it goes below the ankles, applies to these items, to the lower garment, it applies to the upper garment, and applies to the turban. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will not look at a person who drags any garment out of pride. We explained this before, that any person who wears this, Allah Ta'ala out of pride, Allah Ta'ala will not look at him with the nazar of rahmat. Although the pride is mentioned here, like we mentioned before, that even if a person doesn't wear it, or he says he's not wearing it out of pride, the fact that he's imitating those that are proud, and the fact that he is going against the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that in itself is a major problem. So therefore, at all times we should see and we should guard ourselves against anything going below the ankles. A good habit is to leave quite a bit of space above the ankles. So automatically, if a person already feels uncomfortable if his garments are going low, he's already feeling, so he's got a bit of a buffer zone that he's playing with. Not that he's wearing his clothing so low. So when it goes below the ankles, then a person doesn't feel uncomfortable. If a person is in the habit of wearing his clothing slightly higher or mid-drift between the knees and the ankles, so if he happens to have a kurta that is little long, automatically he's feeling uncomfortable and he'll get it hemmed up. So we give ourselves a little bit of tolerance. It is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he would wear his upper garment to such an extent that it will come midway between his shins, between his knee and his ankles. That was the length Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's garments would be. He wouldn't wear it so that it flows down below the knees. There's a hadith that is a little bit long, but it's got a very beautiful meaning in it. We'll do it now, inshallah. Hazrat Abu Jarir ibn Sulaym radiyallahu anhu narrates that I saw a person. He's giving his account that for the first time he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's giving the scene, he's setting the scene as to what he experienced seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the Sahaba for the first time. So Hazrat Abu Jurayy Jabir ibn Sulaym radiallahu anhu narrates, he says, I saw a person who people consulted, people were asking him things, and they accepted his advice when he gave it. Whenever he gave advice, immediately the people that were asking him, they accepted it. This was something that was strange, it was unfound. That somebody gives advice and the person is asking it, immediately is accepting it. So the first thing that caught his eyes was, there's a person here. People are asking him and they're accepting whatever he's saying. So he asked, who is this person? People are asking and they're so readily accepting whatever he's saying. So they replied that he is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So now what he said, alayka salam, on you be peace, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So two times he said this, alayka salam, on you be peace. Now in that time, it was the method and the way of greeting the dead. Like how when we go to the Qabrustan, we say, Assalamu alaikum ya ahl al-qubur, we read that dua. In that time, this was the way of greeting the people that had passed away, those that were dead. This was the way of greeting. So he said these words to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Alayka assalam ya Rasulullah, on you be peace, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said this twice. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately corrected. First meeting, but he said the wrong thing, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam corrected him. This shows us that when there's something that is wrong and it needs to be corrected, there's no such thing as ill feeling and must feel bad. Somebody corrected me, why he told me to do this. Immediately Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam corrected him. Obviously we should do it in a correct way, in a nice way. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam corrected him same time and said, do not say alayka salam, do not say this, on you be peace. This is the greeting of the dead. Instead, say, Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed him how to correct that salam. So now the next question he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, are you the Rasul of Allah? Are you the Messenger of Allah Ta'ala? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at how Nabi said, what a beautiful answer. He never attribute everything to himself. He never take it to himself and said, yes, I am the Rasul of Allah. But look what a nice answer. He answered also in the affirmative, but in what a way that he took away all the praise for himself and he put the praise onto Allah Ta'ala. So this question that was asked to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, are you the messenger of Allah? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, yes, I am the messenger of Allah Ta'ala. Who? Now he started talking about Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started talking about Allah Ta'ala. He says, I am the messenger of Allah. Who? Referring to Allah Ta'ala. If any harm afflicts you and you supplicate to him, he will remove it from you. I'm that messenger of that Allah. That if any harm afflicts you and you make dua to him, Allah Ta'ala will remove that affliction from you. If famine affects you and you make dua to him, you supplicate to him, he will cause the ground to sprout with plants. And if you are in a desert or a barren land and you lose your conveyance and you make dua to him, to Allah, he will return it to you. I said, now imagine, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started speaking about the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes we wonder why we must talk about the greatness of Allah, we must speak about the kibriya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all the power of Allah Ta'ala. But this was the first meeting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaking to him about the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after this another question. So he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then give me more advice. He was so affected by the nasihat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, give me more advice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him one thing. La tasubbanna ahada. Then don't verbally abuse anybody. Don't use foul language on anyone. Any ahada means any person. Don't use foul language on any person. Look, this was the first meeting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look how he took it to heart. Himself says, after this, he says, after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave me this advice, I never verbally abused a person, a free person. I never verbally abused a slave. I never verbally abused a camel. I never verbally abused a sheep also. In other words, I didn't even use harsh language even on animals, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, لا تسبن أحدا, that don't be verbally abusive to anyone. I took it to such an extent that any living thing also, there was absolutely no verbal abuse from my side. Look at what an effect it had. This is what you call amal. Listening to something one time and practicing for the rest of his life. So then he goes on to say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, do not despise any act of goodness. Do not look down at any act. Doesn't matter how small that action is, so long as it's a good action. So do not despise any act of goodness. And speaking to your brother with a smiling face, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining what is acts of goodness. Speaking to your brother with a smiling face is an act of goodness. Raising your cloth, raising your lower garment above your ankles, or raising your lower garment until the middle of your calves. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling him now that raise, this is the way you should be wearing your lower garment. Raise it that it's until midway between your calves. We explained between the knees and the ankles, until it's midway. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, if you cannot do that, then at least until above your ankles. But beware of lowering it below your ankles, for that is the cause of pride, and Allah Ta'ala does not, and that is because of pride, and Allah Ta'ala does not like pride. If a person is abusive towards you or criticizes you for anything or for something, if a person criticizes you for something which he knows about you, somebody knows something about you and because of that they're criticizing you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, you don't criticize him because of something you know about him. He is criticizing you, doesn't mean you must criticize him. You must criticize him because by doing so, the evil consequences thereof will be suffered by him. He knows something about you and now he's making it a point of criticizing. You just keep quiet. You don't pay attention to him. Let the evil consequences be upon him. You don't now start criticizing him back. You don't need that evil consequences now to come upon you to neutralize that effect. Leave it. Let him say what he's saying. If he wants to criticize you, it's okay. But you don't do that. This was the beautiful advices Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him on that occasion. Anyway, this last part of the hadith ties up with the chapter. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guided him on the length of his clothing. And Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, if you have to wear it, even lower than that, wear it, but never below the ankles. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdika, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.